Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Galatians 6, we finished verse 6, so let's listen as we start with chapter 6, verses 7 through 10 today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, hey, I hope you'll have your Bible with you and ready as we start here in Galatians chapter 6 and beginning with verse 7 today. And we're going to go on through verse 10 over these next several days, and I hope that you'll follow along. Have a good King James Bible as we look at some specific words, and also have pencil and paper to write things down. And speaking of writing things down, listen to our announcer at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. Our announcer will always give you our address, our website, and how to contact us either through the physical mail or the internet. And so just listen each day for our announcer as he gives those to us. Also, let me encourage our listeners, not only here in Ocala, Florida, but in the other areas here throughout the states, to be with us at the Sword of the Lord Conference on Monday, July the 25th through Thursday, July the 28th of 2016. I was reading here recently of Elijah. Oh, he got so discouraged because he thought, wow, I'm the only person that's still being true. I'm the only fundamentalist left. And the Lord had to tell him, no, I've got 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Well, you feel like that you're the only one still standing for the fundamentals? You come to the Sword of the Lord Conference. I tell you what, you'll hear great preaching. You'll have access to many great materials that you may not have right now and may not even think you have access to. We'll have great fellowship. You'll get to meet many preachers in one place. Some of these are names that you've known that are nationwide that are all meeting there. Great fundamental, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching preachers. And you bring your families. Many families are there. And it is just a great time together. Now, you can go to the Sword of the Lord website and look at it, www, and it's theswordofthelord.com, or it's .org. You can Google it either way and get it and go to their site. And on their site, under conferences, you check on it, click on it, and you'll find a motel which you can find there. They get a special rate for those motels, and you can call and tell them that you're coming for the conference and get a special rate on it. And then also, we'll meet at the Gospel Light Baptist Church there in Walkertown, North Carolina. Bobby Robertson, its pastor, has been the pastor of that church for 60 years, and we're going to celebrate with them his 60th anniversary. So a great number of preachers preaching, helps for bus ministries, radio ministries, legal things for the churches and other Christian school ministries, and so much more. Christian colleges are there. If you're considering Christian college, you have them all together in one place. It's a tremendous time, so don't miss out on it. Again, that is July 25th through the 28th, the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Hey, I go each year, and I would love to see you there. All right, as we go to the scriptures now, last time we just completed verse 6. And as we completed verse 6, we had actually had just covered an inward relationship in verse 6 with our Lord. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. And we let those that teach us, we try to take care of their carnal needs as they minister to our spiritual needs. And so there needs to be an inward relationship. Now, we called verses 1 through 5 application outward, walking in the Spirit. Verses 6 through 10 is application inward, walking in the Spirit. And so, and the inward application of walking in the Spirit must begin with that inward relationship, that inward love that we have one for another, and particularly for those that we minister together with as laborers together with God in the Word. An inward relationship with God results from both a study of God's Word and obedience to God's Word. My friend, that is a must for pastors and people. So, having covered that, now we're going on into verses 7 and 8. And here we're looking at an inward resolve to walk in and sow in the Spirit. Well, let's start with verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Well, we've heard many times over and over, even you've not been in church much, you've heard people in this country say that, you reap what you sow. Well, that comes from this particular passage of Scripture. It also is in other passages, but here we see many have used this passage to preach sermons on it, to instruct their children about it, and other people in trying to help them as Christians. But as you look at this verse, verse 7, it is interesting to look at the meaning of words. That's right, just the meaning of words. For example, it starts out, be not deceived. The word deceived has the idea of don't be led astray and don't wander out of the way. Now, here, because of context, it would be the way of righteousness and true holiness. Sound doctrine. Now, I think of Eve when she gave in to Satan's temptation for the fruit of the tree. But you see, her mind wandered, and it evidently had already started wandering, because when Satan says, may you eat of this tree, she said, well, the Lord said that if we do this, that we, he said, that lest you die. Don't do it, lest you die. And Satan had to correct her. He says, no, he didn't say lest you die. He said, you would surely die. But he says, you won't surely die. And so Eve, her mind was already wandering, and she ended up in sin. And of course, today, it's still affects us. And so, be not deceived. Stay in the way of righteousness and true holiness. Stay in the way of sound doctrine. Be not deceived is a present imperative in Greek in which it was originally written, meaning that this is an issue of personal accountability and responsibility. So, don't allow this to happen. The best way to do that is to stay in the Word of God, read it, trust it, meditate on it, and live by it. Now, I find a very interesting psalm is Psalm 78, and it's a rather long one, but in that psalm, it goes through a history of the Jew, especially as they were in the wilderness. And the Lord talks about teaching these words, these commandments, and these various principles and so forth to their children. And in verse 7, taking up with that thought, he says that they might set their hope in God. This is why you teach your children the Word of God. This is why you have a family altar. This is why you take them to church where they actually preach the Word. That's why you make sure the youth group they're in is not a party youth group, but it's rather a youth group that builds them up in the true righteousness and holiness of God. And so you do that, that they might set their hope in God, because it's so quick that if we fell in the home and they fell at the church, that we lose a generation, and every church, local church, is just one generation from extinction, as well as a country. So he says in verse 7 there, Psalm 78, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God and keep his commandments. How do you not forget the works of God? By keeping them ever before them. The psalmist said he'd meditate in God's word day and night, and you'd keep it before you. It says they don't forget the works, but rather they keep his commandments. Now, that's what they're trying to direct their children to do. But notice verse 8 of Psalm 78. And might not be as their fathers. Oh, listen to what this testimony is, a true testimony of their fathers. Remember, they got to this way. It says, a stubborn and rebellious generation. And that's what they were in the wilderness. And that's why, although they were delivered from Egypt, they did not enter the promised land. It's kind of like a lot of saved people. They'll be saved from their sin, but they will not enter into the great rewards that God would have for them. They're saved, but so as by fire, ashamed at his appearing. Well, he says here, a generation, and let me reread verse 8, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Oh, that is a key there for us as believers. It's coming here out of the book of Psalms, the Old Testament. But that is, we've got to keep our hearts set aright. We keep our hearts set aright by being stayed upon Jehovah, by being stayed upon the Word of God. Our spirit, that inner man, that inner being, that inner will, must be steadfast with God. And we get away from that steadfast, the devil is too great for us. When we aren't steadfast, we get away from the hand and protection of our Lord and Savior and his Spirit. So you stay true to the Word. Stay true to the Word. We must all learn to do that. Don't be deceived by teachers who end up having you double-crossing God by mocking or condemning standards of God's Word, of His principles, of His doctrine, and so forth. He said, God is not mocked. You know what the word mock here? It means to make mouths at, to ridicule, to mock.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation for the Bible's test. I will